This is a more meditative poem on the same subject called Depression Beginning in 1956. This mood's not mirrored in the weather raining, nor can it be cured by the usual remedies. It is a mood unlike the geography of rivers, without a source, all too general, like a conversation with a stranger, a way of living you've adjusted to. Only you haven't shaken the feeling something's wrong. Your wife is off with someone else, or you would like to be. Your father sitting in a chair one July is a thought you have now, in a time before air conditioners, sweating through his shirt. You think you know what he is thinking. Should he buy a new house, get a divorce? Should he vote for a Democrat who has no chance to win? Should he help your mother in the kitchen, though he doesn't want to see her again? He's not sitting in that chair now, so he must have moved, or something moved in him. The lesson you want to learn is how we change ourselves, how we move from past to future. If we follow the movement of the flowers and the trees, which we don't, we would know it's not through consciousness. The lilac that blooms at night knows nothing of that change. Nor is it something large, what we do in the eyes of others. What do the branches care for the leaves when they grow up or down? And yet your father is remarried. He voted for a Democrat. He's somewhere else, in Arizona, free of trees. At last, something good is happening to him. Why couldn't it be your mood that's changed? What would it take to remove yourself from this feeling, this weight of the present mood of helplessness? It's not a great disaster that makes us change, but a strengthening of will combined with circumstance. Nature has nothing to do with it now, though it might have in the past, when we understood the motion of animals against the trees. For we are not animals now, nor could we choose today. Though we choose sometimes the pastoral and lovely, it is never quite enough to leave the melancholy we've come to know. And if that mood should pass, we think it was some miracle or strength or someone else we love coming to our aid. And we'd be wrong in part and right in ways we can't define in love, or sometimes change.